Antonio loves all the animals in the zoo, but most of all, he loves Steve, and Steve loves Antonio. "Hello, my friend," cries Antonio. He sets down a bucket of bamboo shoots and his little yellow radio. I think Steve switches on the radio and turns up the volume. Antonio and Steve love all kinds of music, but most of all they love jazz. They sit back and listen to the sound of a saxophone drifting up into the night sky.
Welcome to SBS Living Black Radio. I'm Crystal Klein. Today we have Joshua Button and Robin Wells here with me. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
So that book that you've just read, that was Steve Goes to Carnival. What made you write that book?
Well, it all started when I was in year six. In the year 2006, this was in the middle of my first book, I think Joshua and the Two Crabs. I always wanted to learn about mountain gorillas all my life. So that's what I did. I think Robin helped me out with the words, collecting the pictures off the internet, all of that.
Yeah, we'd worked together and produced Joshua and the Two Crabs when Josh was in year five. So we worked together, from when he was in primary school. And then when we finished that story, we started working on another story, and Josh was interested in gorillas. We picked out a country, which was Brazil, and we figured out how to make a gorilla fit into the Brazil story, which took us a long time to do, but we did.
Wow.
Nearly 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you start your process off of writing the book?
We started with the character, which was the gorilla, the setting, which was Brazil, and then neither of us knew anything about Brazil. We found out there was a fantastic old colonial zoo there, and we went from there. We researched everything. We set the storyline, which, interestingly enough, didn't really change. There was the character of Steve, this fantastic gorilla who lived in the zoo. His friend was Antonio, the zookeeper, and we really then thought about what sort of adventures they might have in that country, and we let the research lead us into the story. So it's interesting, we did an enormous amount of research without writing the final sentences. So you'll see the book is just layered with lots of accurate, basically, research about the architecture of Brazil, the food of Brazil, the music, what gorillas like doing, all sorts of things. So that really informed the nature of the book. Antonio sings his saxophone high into the air and the band plays. Steve bows and takes the dancer by the hand. They twist and twirl across the floor. Around and around and around they go. Whoosh! Steve's hat flies off his head. Opa, gorilla! Cries the elegant hostess. The beautiful dancer does not blink an eye. She picks up Steve's hat and takes him by the hand.
Lovely. So who did the artwork?
Me.
And me. We both did it.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the process of artwork in your books?
Yes. We used coloured ink.
And acrylic? Yeah, and a bit of acrylic and ink, yep.
Yeah.
Because this is such a big book, we both worked on this one together, whereas Joshua and the Two Crabs is done entirely by Josh, and I have a background in art, so we just worked out a pattern of working. I did a lot of the background material and the textures and the buildings. And what about you, Josh? What were your
only on the characters and the stage curtain and all that?
Yeah, Josh did a lot of the black ink drawings, which has a beautiful poetry to it. So we worked a lot doing the research, working out the composition. I'd often do the textures in the background, and Josh would bring that beautiful poetry to the final illustrations.
Lovely. So it's a beautiful collaboration here.
It is. Yep. It's unusual, I think. I don't think as many people who actually literally work on the same bit of artwork on the same page together, and somehow over the years we've managed to do that without stepping on each other's toes.
So you both also brought out another book called At the Zoo I See.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, but At the Zoo I See, it's like a learning book for toddlers, young kids who don't know how to read and all of that. Yeah,
Yeah, it's like an ABC rhyming book, like a hungry anteater, a curious wombat.
Yeah, so it's like an animal. It's an interesting word, a descriptive word, and then the animal. But what was great about this crystal is most of the animals actually came from the zoo that Steve lives in Brazil. So we had a great, we had the gorilla and the macaw and so on. So then we picked out four Australian animals, and Josh chose the northern hairy-nosed wombat. I think I chose the quoll, and then we decided on the cassowary, and we had a lot of fun thinking about which Australian animals we'd put in. And it was just a pleasure. After Steve Goes to Carnival took us 10 years. So to do this book and actually to do four completely new drawings and to really not have to rush and do that with, it just was a great pleasure to do those four animals. And I think you can see it in the artwork. It was just delightful to, put all the eyelashes on the wombat and do the cassowary chicks, and it was a real delight, wasn't it, Josh?
Yeah, it was.
Working on those.
Oh, lovely. So Steve Goes to Carnival is an extension of At the Zoo I See.
Yes, that's right. The animals from the zoo in Rio, some of them appear at the Zoo I See, and then we've added Australian animals in there.
Kind of like a sequel or a prequel or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Something in between.
It goes around in a big circle.
Awesome. What are both of artists that inspire you?
Well, that's a good question. I always like Jimmy Pike. Yeah, Jimmy Pike is a Kimberley man. He paints like Aboriginal art.
Mm-hmm. Very bold, isn't it?
Yeah, very bold.
Lots of bright colours and very bold composition.
Yeah. And the other artists I like, well, that I don't actually see every day, is Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, there you go. That's a bit wide-ranging artist.
Yeah.
Amazing. How about you, Robin?
I love black ink drawings. I've always loved Joy Hester, who is an Australian artist, I think, in the 1950s. I like her, and I like John Olson's work as well for the same reason, that really loose ink style. And I love, is it Ludwig van Beethoven? The fellow who does the Madeleine series.
Oh, okay, yes.
Those books in the 1950s, which are very loose in their line, and they're very popular, yeah. But Joy Hester's someone I really admire.
Lovely.
Are there any other books in the future for you guys?
Hopefully sometime next year or a few months' time, we'll let you know.
Yeah, lovely.
We'll do some T-shirt designs and some cards and some one-off things that actually don't take 10 years to produce, so that's our aim, to enjoy ourselves and perhaps see what other... We love the style that we're working in and produce a small series of things, maybe about Broome, or Josh loves superheroes, so maybe we'll do superheroes of Broome.
Thank you both for joining us today here on SBS Living Black Radio. Thank you, Joshua and Robin.
Thank you, Crystal.